to This Magical Life, a weekly podcast hosted by two witchy friends.
I'm Victoria. I'm a mom, I manage a shop, and I teach Teen Witch Academy.
I'm Margaret. I'm a magical bard, and I love tarot and astrology.
We're both witches and dog people.
Hello, Victoria.
Hey, Margaret, how are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm very excited today.
I am too.
We have a very special guest.
We sure do.
And her name is Jacqueline Mack, and she is all kinds of awesome. And
shut up.
No, it's true, though. You are. So welcome, Jacqueline. We're so glad to have you here with us.
Welcome.
Oh my gosh, ladies, Margaret, Victoria, I am super stoked to be here. So let me just say it's already an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you.
Oh, thank
Same
you.
From us.
Thank you.
We're very excited to have you here.
We are.
I was telling Victoria that I've known you almost a year now.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
May. It was May when we met.
It was May, which is my birthday month. I feel like May is magical for so many reasons. And all the people I meet in May just have this extra spark.
So, oh, well, thank you. Yeah. And happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, happy birthday.
I will take it. I like to celebrate a long time.
Awesome.
I'm with you.
So yeah, Jacqueline and I met via Instagram, and I just got a really good vibe from her, and we just started talking, and then I was doing a sample coaching call with her. And I was just like, I want to know this person more. I want to work with this person. And because she's just so empowering.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, Jacqueline, before we start unleashing our creativity at you, or not creativity, our curiosity at you, is there anything that you want our listeners to know ahead of time?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I think that's just it, Margaret. Like, we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life and responsibilities and the way we should do things based on culture and society and all the crazy, I like to call nonsense sometimes, because and in all reality, and my background, just so people can understand where I'm coming from, I've been in the high performance world like since I was a little girl, and right in to college and even after college, got into corporate health and wellness with high performers and helped other people be better high performers. And when you're on high performance mode all the time, you will burn out. And you know, our bodies don't last forever. We don't get out of this life alive, right? Our souls don't die, but our bodies will eventually run down, right? So I pivoted, thankfully, early. Not early enough in my soul, but 10 years ago, from high performance to human potential, and really taking everything that I've mastered and learned in the past 20 plus years from high performance, which also I'm a recovering people pleaser, recovering type A, recovering control freak, all those recoverings, because some of them are still superpowers when they're not, you know, fully running my life. And other times, like, it's like, I don't have to be that person. I get to choose, right? So this is why I help people with return on intention. ROI will give you a return on investment in both business and life. And it all boils down to, and Margaret can vouch for this, decision mastery, and really just being okay with owning that you don't have to do it anybody's way, but the way that feels best for you. Because there's a million ways out there, and you might create the million in one way, right? So I just want to kind of preface with a little bit of that, and let's let the curiosity roll, because obviously I'm here to just bring as much value and impact for your listeners, because your podcast is truly magical, and I feel with every episode there's something you can take away and just apply, then we all are making our mark the way we want in this world, and that's it, right? Is to help even just one person with one thought, one idea at a time.
Yeah,
100%. And 100% of what you said is beautiful. So thank you for sharing that and your story. We're so glad to have you here, because I feel like anytime we can connect with anybody who's got a similar goal, you know, it just amplifies. The ripples go out even further. And I'm not even just talking about like audience size, but just the intention of it, of putting that out into the universe. It just is magnified.
Absolutely.
Oh, 10,000 fold. Like that's the beauty of the energetics behind everything we do. I call it energetics. You call it magic, right? It's the same thing.
So, exactly.
The cool part.
It really is the same thing. So, Victoria, do you have any questions right off the bat? I've got some rattling in my head, but I'll open it to you first.
I have a bunch in my head, but you know, you had said that you you initially met online, you know, on Instagram, but I know that you also do like a lot of like book coaching type stuff. So, is this like a book coaching thing, or is this more like a kind of a coaching of every, like a life coaching thing?
So there we go. Yeah, no, it's really interesting. I originally was talking to Jacqueline about my book coaching and a course that I had made. And I wanted to get it out there and share it with people, et cetera. And we did our sample coaching call and I was like, I want to do your program, but I'm not ready yet. Can't do it yet.
Right.
And so we just kind of stayed in touch. And over that time, I did buy a packet of journal prompts from Jacqueline that I worked with. And like, we still connected every now and again, you know, one of us would reach out to the other. And over that time, my goals have shifted and changed and they feel so much more aligned now.
Okay.
So it's almost like she was working her magic.
Right.
Without even actually doing much yet.
Okay.
You know, as far as like one-on-one connection. But Jacqueline is not in the book coaching realm, just coaching in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to just get that out to our audience.
Yeah. So you don't have to be a writer to work with Jacqueline. Folks.
Correct.
Excellent.
Correct. Yeah. Actually, that was hard for my branding coach to even figure out. She's like, oh my gosh, you could literally help every single person. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What it boils down to, it's like, if you feel kind of like stuck, right? And that's just, stuck is relative because it's not real. It's just a feeling and a perception that we have that we'll label to allow us to delay install. So when I met Margaret, yeah, that was the thing. It was like, well, what do you really want and what do you desire? Because sometimes we think we want something. And that's the one thing, Margaret, I will hold in my heart forever. Just like all of my clients, whether we're just working through some of the self-study tools, which is what the journal prompts are. They're basically 7 journal prompts to kind of reset with clarity, that confidence, that intention, and energetic momentum. And on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis, as you feel the momentum that you want to experience, like, do you want to move fast? Do you want to kind of go a little slower? That's how the prompts work. So yeah, the magic works through the prompts because it's like the fertile soil and you add your seeds to it, right? So they don't work unless you work them and they don't work unless you revisit them, right? And I wholeheartedly know for a fact and with 1,000% certainty that the quality of our life is directly reflected by the quality of our questions, right? Which comes back to decision mastery. So it's like, if you're not happy with your life, well, what decisions are you making that are giving you this experience? And it's like, well, I'm allowing this to happen. I'm saying yes to these things I want to say no to, or I wish I could be more brave or more confident to do this instead. Well, you can't, it's all there. But let's slow down and just ask better questions first with ourselves and create that safe, sacred space within ourselves, whether you're using a coach or not. And you can have these massive breakthroughs without a breakdown happening. And that's the beautiful side. Like, why should we have to suffer through a breakdown to have a breakthrough? Like, who said that was a requirement, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And so many people, so many of us feel, like you said, stuck, you know, feel like they can't get out of their own way, feel like they don't know what they want because they're not taking that time to sit and think about what they want.
Yeah.
And really think about it. So I can see how like journal prompts, journaling always helps me, you know,
always
because I'm taking that time to really think about things and like breaking them down. And that's, I think that's just super important. I think that there's a lot of people that are, I think the term you used was high performance people.
Mm-hmm.
Was that it? Okay. I think that there's a ton of high performance people in the world that wouldn't even say that they were high performance people.
Yeah.
And you know, you're like, you just have to take a couple minutes for yourself and they're, it's almost like they can't.
Yeah. Because they're following this narrative that, maybe they've built or maybe they've accepted from society or their upbringing or their coworkers or wherever it's coming from. It says like, this is the path. This is the only path to feeling successful. And it's like, they haven't even defined for themselves what success looks like yet. They're just saying, well, so-and-so says it's gotta be this. And you know, I'm not there. So I gotta perform.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or they built that pattern in that habit. This is my experience of creating success through the hustle and the grind. And how we do anything is how we do everything. So if I want to build a business, for example, I'm just going to use this a generic term, because whether you're in corporate or you own a small business or you desire to own a small business or you want to be a consultant, how you create the business, you know, earn and develop a relationship with the new lead and the new client is going to be what's required to sustain and maintain that growth and that experience. So if you're going in full guns ablaze and hustling and grinding, our bodies and minds and souls aren't really here to hustle and grind. Like, there's no enjoyment. And I got addicted to that. I did enjoy the hustle and the grind. I got addicted to the pressure of it and realized it was great, but it causes burnout. And then when your body shuts down and throws you into autoimmune response, when you are a very healthy person, right? And you feel better, because I came from the corporate health and wellness space. It doesn't mean we do better, but if we're not aware of habits and patterns that we become addicted to, whether you think you call it high performance or you call it something else, they are a part of what we're doing. And then you can flip it and say, well, what I'm not changing, I'm choosing, right? So if I'm not willing to change this addiction to high pressure, high stress, that is super fun to overcome and still win, then I'm choosing it. And I looked, I was like, oh, it sounds disgusting.
Right? No, it does.
There's a memoir, and I don't often read memoir because I'm more into the fiction and like historical nonfiction space. But there's a memoir I had to read in my MFA program called So Many Olympic Examples. I would look up the author, but my phone is recording this podcast right now, so I'll try and look it up and put it on our Instagram later. But her whole point of her memoir is like, why are we pushing ourselves so hard for something that doesn't matter to us? Mm-hmm. You know, or even if it does matter to us, like, why are we pushing ourselves so hard and expecting to have a different, like you said, Jacqueline, a different experience on the other side of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and some of the things that we do, so like perfect example, the thing that I'm thinking perfect and wouldn't consider themselves high performance people are like anybody like a mom or takes care of, you know, their parents or just like a caretaker in general. Yeah. They don't realize sometimes how much they give up to take care of somebody else because they want it to be, you know, they want them to be good and they want them to be well and they want them to have a happy life. But then they're just too tired at the end of the day to really even focus energy on themselves.
Yes. And those are my favorite people because they're so selfless and I help them become more selfish and realize that they can create a yes and. The other person still can still be taken care of, but and you can still have fulfillment because the number one, this is what got me into this as well, besides my own two burnouts that I overcame. I didn't take, I'm a Taurus, so I was a little stubborn. I guess it took two for me to get my head. Is the fact that like fulfillment in both business and life, I found that a lot of people were sacrificing one for the other. It's like, well, do I take the girls trip or do I take the family trip? Do I work longer hours here and miss a couple things in my family life? And it's like, no, you can create the yes and life by design. And that's what I do best to help create that fulfillment in both business and life. But if you're not clear and don't have the courage to be like, man, you know what? It freaking sucks to have to always take care of everything. Like just own that and say that and be okay and not judge yourself, right? It's like, well, what could I do different? What if it was different? What if I could still take care of this person and do these things for myself? Because the number one regret on deathbeds is living out other people's expectations and never actually living out our own, which is like, oof.
That's yeah, so that, true. That just hits deep, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that's so true. And you know, do you find that most people think that selfish is a bad word?
Oh yeah, they everybody like think about the word discipline. How does that word feel to you girls? Like, you know, it took me a while to create a new relationship with the word discipline. To me, discipline means freedom. I know the things that I'm disciplined in that creates freedom. And when I'm not disciplined in them, I start to lose some of my time freedom or my money freedom. Right. And right now I value time freedom more than the money freedom. So it's like, well, what am I desiring to be disciplined in and make sure those are my consistents in my life, my non-negotiables. So same thing with the word selfish. Is it really selfish to take some time out for yourself to do your power reset journal prompts in 20 minutes once a month? No, it's going to unlock, right?
Yeah.
That freedom. And it's whatever freedom you desire. What does freedom mean to you? What does fulfillment mean to you? This is where you have to have the courage to get curious and create the space to really tap in, tune in, think logically, feel intuitively, right? And that's where a lot of people forget the feeling of intuitiveness, because it's within all of us. We just lose that connection as we grow into these old ways of the paradigms and box thinking that, you know, our culture has set up for us so nicely.
Yeah, no, it definitely has been very efficient at that. The piece of, you know, if you don't care for yourself, how can you possibly expect to care for somebody else in the way that you want to, in the way that gives you both dignity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like if your well is empty, there's no one's drawing water out of there.
Right.
Correct.
You know, Margaret and I were just talking earlier today, I guess I'll say, about when we have like a moon circle at the shop, or a moon ceremony, or even, you know, when we do one personally, because that's all about really sitting down, taking some time out and meditating and, you know, setting your intention, if it's a new moon, you know, for the whole lunar cycle. And the funny thing is that it's the same thing, because we do hear from people, oh, I can't do that. I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
And we're like, it's 45 minutes, you know,
once a month.
Yeah, like once a month. Like, you know, you should make the time for it, not because, you know, I mean, it's really good for you, but it's also super fun. But it's like the same type of thing. If you don't set your intentions, you can't expect things to just magically happen for you.
Correct.
You know, and it's really like, you know, when you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, totally. But like, you never really think about that after you hear it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But I'm still not going to do that, because I need to do these 10 other things.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a get to, like, I tell people, like, you get to do this. It's a privilege to do this. And it's a lot of fun. Like you said, oh, I love moon cycles. Like, it's so funny. Everybody's making this big deal about this eclipse, and I think it was fascinating, but I'm like, do you realize there's magic in the moon every month?
Yeah. Right.
Like, well, I just was laughing, you know, because I'm like, the power is constantly there. Are you intentionally tapping into it because you get to, not because you have to, and you deserve to, right?
Yeah.
And the three things that most people will make up excuses, and I'm a big BSer, like, I will power through your BS of any excuse, because it boils down to delay. Delay is the biggest dream crusher of all dream crushers, but we allow delay, right? And we can blame it on a situation, a circumstance, or a condition, but in all reality, everything's figureoutable, right? So limiting beliefs will delay us. That's called dissuasion. Distractions will delay us, right? And then it's like, or just delay will just happen. We don't even label it a limiting belief or a distraction, and we just allow it. And that's that one. I'm just like, oh no, that's not an option. And I can see right through it. Right. But it takes the courage and the clarity to even go there. And most people aren't taught how simple it is, because it's simple, but not easy. Right, Margaret?
Yeah.
But the more you do it and put in the reps, it's like a muscle. It will grow, and it just becomes who you are. And then next thing you know, you do a little bit what's hard, and then the life becomes easy. We continue to do what's easy, old patterns, old habits, old behaviors of how we've been firing and wiring for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And guess what? Life will continue to be hard, right? Because we all desire more, but like, what's your more? And is it a burning desire, or is it just a want, like, you know, I want ice cream. Okay, I'll go get ice cream. Right. But what's my burning desire? Like, what do I really want to feel? Oh, I want the chocolate and the caramel sauce, and I want all of it, right? Okay, well, there we go. I'm going to do it, right? Why skimp on any of it? So yeah, we it's funny how we complicate such craziness, which causes more delay, right?
Definitely. There's a book called The Big Leap. And again, the author is not coming to mind. I'm so, for another author, I'm very bad at remembering author names. So I apologize for that. But it's written by a therapist or a psychologist who he talks about how every time he's working with clients, they get what they say they want, and then they systematically destroy it subconsciously in their own life because they don't believe they deserve it. They haven't done the work on the front side to convince themselves that they deserve it, whether it's a happy marriage, a good job, you know, a trip, or whatever people are actually wanting. And they come to him when they've already like broken everything. Yeah. He helps them fix it, but like it's so much more work on the other side. Like if you can do that work beforehand and dismantle those ideas that you don't deserve what you want and what you desire, it makes it so much easier to go get them and then keep them.
Yes. Hey. Well, I just want to say right for a second, I'm going to put my normal disclaimer in that if you're the author of one of those books and you are listening to our podcast, we're going to give you a shout out on our Instagram because you're obviously, you know,
we love you,
a famous author, and now you're listening to This Magical Life.
Of course.
That's, you know,
and so, yeah, be our
we'll
best
add
friends.
Them in with our VIP list of Dalai Lama.
Rebecca Campbell, Dalai Lama, Ron the Queen, the Queen's Ghost, and
Ron Livingston. Ron Livingston. Yes. So just our disclaimer.
Yes. And now, Jacqueline, that you've been on, you can be in that group too. You know, be friends with all these people, including the ghost of the late queen.
Oh, yes. Please. Yeah, I will humbly take that for sure. But it is true. Like going back to what you just said, and this is why I love you girls so much too, because you're very real and authentic and honest, and people need more honest, real, authentic, uplifting people in their life. Pastimes of this old social media thing, like it took me a good decade to even just be okay with social media and be like, well, this is where I get a plague. This is where I can help the most people. And it was like, how can I create this as I get to do this and have fun, right? And it wasn't until it's like, oh, it's my perspective. It's my perception, right? I get to change that too. So it's this, none of this, like Big Leap, for example, like it's not a check the box one and done. That's where people kind of get like miss the boat, or they kind of get lost, or they feel like they self-sabotage. Like I got this, but did I deserve it? Of course you did. But it's the consistency in the things of how we do anything is how we do everything to maintain and sustain it. And if you're not loving what's required, where can we pivot and shift? And that's again, what these journal prompts do. It's seven of them. They create a reset. They create a pivot. It doesn't have to be massive, or it can be massive. It's like, what the hell do you want? Right. And it's not like you or I can tell them. Right. And then that's the beautiful thing of all of
them. Yeah.
Cause Margaret inspired me last year. Cause I was like just doing one-on-one and small group coaching. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, people need this level of support. And I was like, no, they don't need it. Nobody needs it. They deserve it. So I came out with a self-study option. Cause I'm like, well, maybe they don't need it, but they deserve it. Who am I to say they can't just do this on their own until they're like, yo, can you be in my back pocket in Voxer? Or hey, can we set up a couple one-on-one calls over the next 3 months? Like, let you decide and let you start to learn and play and trust your what? Your intuitive side, which is what all of this underlying is when it comes to decision mastery and really creating that fulfillment in both your personal life and business life.
Yeah. And I have to say, I'm full disclosure, I'm in the self-paced program that Jacqueline offers, and I absolutely love it. I'm taking my time with it so I can integrate with it. But the other cool thing is I'm kind of a course junkie. Yeah. So I'm in other courses at the same time, but they piggyback off each other very nicely. You know, so it's like, I'll be learning one thing, like going in depth on an oracle card, and then I'll go in like watch a lesson in one of Jacqueline's courses, and it's actually happening to talk about that same exact thing. And it's like, okay, this is giving me a lot of angles to integrate from. And it's really very beautiful. And even for anyone who's not a course junkie,
yeah,
I think it's totally worth looking into because, you know, it's one of those things where you can integrate at your own pace, which is really a nice feature. Not that working one-on-one with you, Jacqueline, wouldn't be great, because I think anyone would enjoy that as well. Mm-hmm. But for those who are concerned about the time, you know, and the pace.
Or getting the pressure. And that's what I loved when you were like, I can do this on my own pace. I'm like, yeah. This is the best part, and you hit the nail on the head. And I hope no one missed that. Margaret chose the self-paced, not just because she's a course junkie, because I can relate to that, but she's activated by the material. She's integrating what's aligned to her. Without integration, how does it become a part of who you are? right? So when people are like, I read 50 books this year, I'm like, whoop de ding dong. Like, did you apply any of those books, right? If it was self-help. Well, if you read 50 books and they were all like fun, you know, fictional, and it was just like took you to these other amazing adventures, great, right? Maybe you applied some of it, maybe you didn't, right? Maybe you found your romance life because you finally allowed yourself to be curious on what type of adventurous romance could be, right? So it doesn't matter, fiction or nonfiction, if you're gonna read a book, what's something you could take away and integrate into your life just to make not just your life better and fulfilling, but the people that you're around, right? And that's the part I am a stickler with. Like that was why I didn't do a self-study right out of the gate. People are like, oh my gosh, just sell it. You have like over 70 something videos in there that people could have access to and use and have these breakthroughs. And I'm like, yeah, but are they going to integrate it? Because I just don't want someone to listen to it and then be stuck or where they're at, right? That's not my choice. So I'm like, I let that go. Control freak. I told you, I'm recovering from that. So
It's hard. Give yourself some grace.
Yes.
As if I put a book into the world, it's no longer just mine. It belongs to everybody who picks it up. So, I mean, I get the royalties. I want to be clear about that. But
yes, which you deserve, by the way.
Thank you. But, I think it's important for people to take on that responsibility themselves. You know, like even if they're working with you one-on-one as their coach, you're not going to come to their door every week and be like, what are you doing to integrate? Let's sit down and have tea. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm coming to your house to make sure you sit down and do it. Like there are calls, there are meetings. And I think that that's wonderful, but like, no matter how people work through changing the way that they operate their lives, if they want to see any difference, they've got to integrate. They have to take the responsibility for that. It has to be on their shoulders because everyone's going to do it differently.
Yes. Absolutely.
No, absolutely. When you set any sort of intention or set any goal for yourself, you can't just be like, you know, I'm going to make $1 million this month and then just sit there and wait. You know? but I read a book. You know, like, yes, you have to do what's in there. And I think that sometimes it's like a weird fine line for people because they're like, but I did do the work because I wrote it down on a piece of paper or whatever I did.
It's the whole magical thinking.
Yes. And it's the whole, like, you know, you have to work on the things that you want.
Yeah.
You know, you have to visit that every day. Like we do in our practice, you have to visit your practice every day in order to keep getting better.
Yeah. And you know, you can't expect, it's not Harry Potter, right? The universe isn't going to come in, give you a magic wand to wave.
No.
And everything is different. You know, you have to meet it halfway.
Yeah, here's where the magic is fun, right? And Margaret, you'll be able to see this. And the money, so the whole program is called Rise Up, and it stands for Radical Intentional Self-Expansion to Unleash Your Unlimited Potential, not performance, right? So that's what Rise UUP is. But in there is money codes, and most people want to skip the phase one and jump into money codes right away. That's why they're giving all their power away. They're like, I don't allow myself to do things because of money, right? And I'm like, yuck, like, let's change that story. Let's change that narrative, right? And it can feel as magical as a Harry Potter wand once we start working with the universal laws that govern us, right? So that's another part of the program. And it's like, you're either working with the laws or you're working against the laws. And the only law everybody talks about is law of attraction, but there's more, right? And it requires all the laws, just like gravity existed before Newton discovered it, right? It's not like gravity just showed up because he's like, look, I found gravity. And then we all have gravity, right?
We're no longer flying off into outer space.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. Do you guys go out and test gravity because you can't see it?
I don't want to.
No, we don't. Yeah, it's tempting sometimes, but we don't. So that's the other beautiful thing, like learning to work with these laws and allow it to create the magic. Cause people say all the time, like, oh, you're just so lucky. I'm like, you're right. I create my luck. Like life happens, challenges happen, but I still believe and I create the luck. It's participatory. Right. Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't be human. We'd just be a soul. Right? What's the
point? Right.
we would just be, you know, able to experience it without having to put in any mundane effort. And it's like, you have to bring yourself to the table,
yeah,
at least a little bit. And I think that that's one of the great things about your programming, is that, you know, that's woven throughout. There are gentle reminders of go integrate, pause the video, do this, come back after you've tried that. You can reuse this later, you know, so there's all these moments to kind of pause and reflect and do and, you know, get the work of it done. So it's not just going in one ear and out the other.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Jacqueline, a question that I had for you is, given that people can work at their own pace, or they can work in a group with you, or they can work one-on-one with you, I know from my own coaching experience, a lot of people want to know how long it's going to take to reach a certain change in their life. And I'm not going to ask you to give us an actual timeline, because that would be unreasonable, because everyone's different. But is there anything about that that you'd like to say, you know, to inspire people and help them realize that, like, yeah, it's okay to go your own pace?
Yes. I love this question, because I usually tell people, if there is a coach out there, and I'm sorry if I offend any coaches, but this is just wholeheartedly what I've seen and since I was 19 years old working with coaches, right? So, and I'm 42, so I've had a lot of experience with coaches. When someone puts a specific time frame, first of all, if you're working with a high performer, they're going to try to beat it, right?
Oh, I love that.
It's true, because I know this. I've told you I'm a recovering one, right? Second of all, somebody else might be intimidated, so then they don't sign up. So it's like, and you really don't know. Like, if I told you 90 days is minimum what I work with someone, because in phase one, we're breaking things down. It takes a lot of courage and confidence to even break things down and get clear. And that happens between 21 days and 45 days on average. But again, give or take 5 to 10 days, right? And then we're rebuilding things and we're integrating. And then we're setting in new patterns. We're trying things on. Do we like how this feels? Do we like, oh, let's set a boundary here. Let's get rid of this. It's kind of like you're mixing your own potions and magic, right? To create more magic and fulfillment in your life. So most people love to work with me specifically based on what I do and based on all the opportunity in the program of Rise Up, 6 months, but my minimum is 90 days. I guarantee at least one massive breakthrough, if not multiple breakthroughs, within that 90 days. And Margaret, you know this, you were just on my Activate and Create call, which I give away 5 to 10 of those per month for free, no matter what. There are months that start and I have zero to give away because people were on a wait list from the first month. And there's other months where I'm like, I have 10 to give away this month. And there is a guarantee of a breakthrough there. So, I mean, you can have a breakthrough in 45 minutes of being on a call of a vision casting, activate and create call with me, or we can have some really cool radical shifts within your life in any area of your life, within 30, 60, 90 days. Right. So that's full transparency. And that's what I've been certain of based on the history of what I've been doing full time in the past 15 years with just this course alone.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And I mean, like, listen, I even had a breakthrough when we had our sample coaching session last year. I was like, what do I actually want? Like, you know, it's like, what is the path to get what I want? And yeah, I mean, life does throw you curveballs. Things work out in different ways than you think they will. But I think one of the real gifts of doing this work is the ability to pivot faster. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it turns into a muscle. And it's like, okay, that didn't go how I thought it was going to go. That's okay. I'm going to, there are 8 more paths open. I'll look at one of those and see how that fits. And it just, it's spending less time holding a pity party.
Yes. Yeah.
Doesn't go right, you know, or doesn't go, I don't want to say it doesn't go right, when it doesn't go the way you thought it would, because so many times the universe is giving us things in ways we don't think it will, because we're not the universe.
Right. No, yeah. But I mean, anytime you ask somebody, what do you really want? I don't know many people that can just answer it.
Yeah. Now they got to work through it.
What do I want? I want ice cream, you know, like, but like,
okay, guys, I really want ice cream today now.
We're all going to have it.
Just kidding. I know.
Just kidding.
Like, it's a perfect day for ice cream. But you know what I mean? Like, do you find that, Jacqueline? Like, when you ask people, like, what do you want, that there's just silence a lot of times?
It's silence or surface, right? Because here's the thing. We are inundated by media and culture on what we think we should want. And this is the shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'm like, that's just messy. Like, there's no shoulda, coulda, woulda on yourself anymore when you create some time to tap in, tune in, get clear, even if it seems freaking hard as heck or it takes a lot of courage, because sometimes it might be a radical pivot in your love life, your business life. And it's like, I don't love this anymore. I don't love what I created. And this is why I love working with people sooner than later, because your desires typically don't radically change, right? There might be alterations of the desire, but it's like, Margaret, you're a writer. You're going to always love writing, whether you teach writing or not teach writing, like your desire is to write, right? So there's pieces or branches of your purpose, of your desires that will evolve and change, bloom and die off. But
yep.
When people are just living by wants, like you're always going to set yourself up for some sort of failure of fulfillment, because eventually the novelty of the want dies off, right? And so then you're self-sabotaging, or you're not feeling fulfilled. And it's like, again, what does fulfillment feel like to you? What does it look like? What does it taste like? What does freedom feel like to you? What does it look like? What does it taste like? What are these words of selfishness and discipline feel like to you? And can you create a new relationship around that? What's decision mastery look and feel like to you? And what if everything worked out? Like, what if you did have a magic wand and you bippity boppity booped it, and all of a sudden you had everything over the next 3 to 5 years? What would that look and feel and taste like? And because a lot of times we're programmed for the worst case scenario. Well, what if this happens? And what if that happens? Well, guess what? If you focus on that, you're going to get that. You know, if you believe that you can, you're right. If you believe that you can't, you're right. And which one do you want to choose? Like, it's like we overcomplicate it again, and we can just simplify and know that someone's in your back corner, or a program such as Rise Up is in your back corner to give you all the tools to support you in time freedom, money freedom, and fulfillment. Like, why wouldn't you? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like guarding yourself against needing confirmation bias in your life.
Correct. And honestly, if you were like, and I don't know, Margaret, if you know this, but if you took like Gabrielle Bernstein, Tony Robbins, Joe Dispenza, a bunch of other people I'm not mentioning right now, and I apologize that I've experienced their program.
We do that all the time. Don't worry.
I know. I'm following your footsteps, because it's okay. Ask for grace, right? And we smashed it all together. I pulled all the good things that have radically changed my life and put it into this program, so you can efficiently and effectively do that and not take 10 to 15 years like I did to pull it all together, right?
Yeah.
So that's
beautiful.
Yeah.
There's a line from one of, and I think I mentioned it in a previous podcast episode recently too, but it's always sticking with me. And one of Rebecca Campbell's chants is, when you rise first, you rise for me. And it's just such a beautiful line. And I feel like that's what you've done. You've risen in this way. Mm-hmm. And now you're sharing it with others to make their journey easier, which is beautiful. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for that. That just gave me the biggest goosebumps. I'm going to have to shave my lip again. That was so sweet. Yes, I can resonate and totally relate. And yes, other people had to rise before me for me to do what I do, right? So we all are dependent and interdependent, you know, amongst each other in order to do, we weren't designed to do life alone. Right. So let's just take the pressure off. And like, and that's the other part of a lot of what I've gone through as a high performer. It's like, I would put pressure on myself that nobody else was putting on me. Right. Yeah. I really ask the questions like, why do I have to get this done by this time? I said so.
Yeah. It's people put a lot on themselves that they don't really need to.
They do.
And I think it comes from a lot of times not understanding what they actually desire. And it's like, as soon as you know what you desire, making decisions gets a lot easier. You know, it comes down to like, all right, first of all, is this a decision that's mine to make right now? Because sometimes we think a decision is ours and it's not at the time. And then second of all, if it is, okay, how do I make it align with the thing I already know I desire? And, you know, just go from there. And it makes it a lot easier.
I agree.
Definitely.
Did we lose Jacqueline?
I think we might have.
Oh no.
I was going to wrap it up.
Okay.
Anyways, but I think Jacqueline's that Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? We will put all of her contact information.
Yes. We're going to share her Instagram.
On our show notes in our Instagram.
It's going to go all the places.
In our Instagram posts. I don't know. In all the places that we put them. You know, because I think that, you know, she sounds delightful. And,
she
you
is.
Know, maybe some of our listeners, you know, could benefit from the things that she's saying. And like, they could follow her on Instagram and find out, like, can I work with her? Or can I be in a group with her? Or,
yeah, I think
or
it's,
can I get these journal prompts?
The journal prompts are amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, get started with those. You know, she does a lot on Instagram Live. So like, she's very generous with her information and teachings. So Jacqueline, I don't know if you can hear us and we just can't hear you, but if you can hear us, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to do a card poll in a moment and we'll do a You Know Your Witch If, but we want to release you to the rest of your day, but we're so grateful to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate the time that you took out.
How lovely it was to talk with Jacqueline.
Oh my gosh. I was, you know, I was just thinking, like, I so enjoyed listening to everything that she had to say. But again, then I forget that I should be responding because she's not sitting in the room with us. This is a podcast.
You know? None of you are sitting in the room with us.
Nobody's
we
sitting
have
in
no
the room
interest
with us.
Whatsoever in doing a video podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So, but wow, so much great information. So interesting. So many things that were very thought-provoking. And yeah. My problem is when somebody says something that's thought-provoking, I just start going off on my own like thoughts. And then I'm like,
now,
once
I'll be
again,
back in an hour.
Once again, we're on a podcast. So like, you know.
But that's why there are two of us. So that when one of us is in that space,
exactly.
The other one can
exactly,
say something.
Yeah, it was really and interesting. They, yeah. And I'm looking forward to getting her information. And, you know, she was
She's
great.
Awesome.
And,
yeah.
You know, like I said, you know, the time commitment that people like give to us sometimes is just such a beautiful thing because not only are they talking to us, but they're also preparing and they're also, you know, just sending out that energy and like so appreciated by, I know by Margaret too.
Yes.
We love having guests and we love that people are just willing to give us time
yeah.
Because like when you really think about what's important in life, you know, that's one of the top things.
Yes, time is important and it's one of the things we really can't get back.
No,
gone.
We can't. We cannot
so
give
thank
a refund.
You for spending it with us. We give a receipt, not a refund.
Yeah.
No refunds accepted.
No refund. Are we pulling from the Rose
We're
Oracle?
Pulling from the Rose Oracle.
Is this a Rebecca Campbell deck?
Is this a Rebecca Campbell deck? Yes, of course it is. Because why wouldn't it be? And it's actually the Rose Pocket Oracle.
Oh. The cards are so cute. I like the feel of them, but they're
yeah.
so cute in this size. Now, of course, like they're a fine size.
Yes.
But to me now, because I have the other deck, I'm like, these are cute. Like
yes.
these are like the little junior deck. And I just love it. I love picking from them.
Same. And if Rebecca decides to make pocket size oracles of her other decks, I will buy those too.
I will too. I will too. I want to have them in the shop. As you know, I'm trying to get like this
yeah.
wholesale. It's not Rebecca's fault.
No,
of
it isn't. But if anybody from Hay House is listening.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you have to go through like another publisher. It's like a whole thing. But I can't wait to just have like the whole collection in the shop because,
fabulous.
You know. But the other problem is I had the whole collection and the things just sell like hotcakes.
They do. Well, and that's
all
a good
the
problem
items.
To have.
Exactly. It's a great problem. But sell like hotcakes. So.
And who wouldn't enjoy that?
Yes. Yes, but I also find like if somebody comes in to talk to me about anything, I'm somehow talking about Rebecca Campbell or one of her Oracle deck
products
or one of her
out.
Books, and I'm like, well, she wrote this great book. Oh, but we don't have it right now. Like, what kind
we
of sales is that? Like,
it's thoughtful and caring and
yeah. But I think people sometimes just want me to say like, well, this book right here, you know, that's in my hand.
No.
Let me tell you about it. Instead, yeah. So I'm not sure that sales is my forte, but that's okay.
That's okay.
I do like to share my opinion.
And they're great opinions. They're great opinions. So I'm gonna ask Victoria to pull because her nails are longer than mine.
Okay.
And she can get a nice specific
yes
card. I'm not the
I
best
have
at
this whole
out.
Theory for picking cards lately. And yeah. So this is The Child Within, Inner Mother, Innocence, and Tenderness. And it's such a pretty little card.
It is. And we
of,
are
like,
going to talk
woman
about
with a baby.
It, but what is your theory on picking cards?
So when I look at the deck, I look to see if there's any cards that are kind of by themselves.
Okay.
If it's a card that has like maybe three or four or whatever, how many cards underneath it, that's not the card for me.
Okay.
I look for the cards that are kind of separated. And then when
they're
I find
ready
it,
to come out.
Yeah. Cause I feel like that's the card for me.
I love it.
So yeah. So that's my method.
I like it. I was like, you can't just drop that on our doorstep.
Yeah. No, you know me. I just like to say things and then be like,
All right. So the child within, as Victoria said, inner mother, innocence, tenderness. Rebecca writes, we can be so hard on ourselves, expecting to heal according to a schedule and beating ourselves up when we make a mistake. The rose wants us to release all hardness from our bodies and all hurt from ourselves, to find a way to soften, to remember that no matter what has happened, is happening, or will happen, we're all innocent children of the stars and the earth. The flowers are here for us. They're a safe, soft place to remember. They want you to nurture the child within. This is a card of gentle reassurance and compassion. It brings a message of gentle understanding and tenderness. It's reminding you to treat yourself like the innocent child that you are, to take your inner child and let them rest deeply in the soft petals of your heart. We all have a child within us who at some point went into exile because they were hurt or because the world didn't feel safe. And no matter how much we've grown, when we as adults are hurt or triggered, it's normal to regress to this age and feel overwhelmed by the original emotion. And while we can't change the past, what we can do is scoop up the child within and place them in the soft petals of the rose of our own heart. And the soul inquiry is, how can you tenderly tend to the child within? That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Thank you, Rebecca.
I loved, you know, the whole living with compassion.
Yes.
Be more compassionate to people. What a great message.
And to yourself, too.
And
to,
yeah, absolutely. Definitely to yourself, too. I think if we were compassionate to each other, though, it would be easier to be compassionate with ourselves.
I think so, too.
So, you know.
They kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. But it's a really beautiful card. The colors are, of course, it's like pinks and purples and like blues all kind of mixed together.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really sound as lovely as it is.
No, but it is very pretty. You'll
see
it.
All mixed together, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Again, not a salesperson.
Yet her stuff still flies off the shelves.
There you go.
As well it should. That's a really beautiful card. Thank you for picking it and for sharing your card choosing.
Yes, that's my card choosing method.
Method.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Do you have a You Know You're a Witch if? I have one if you don't.
I don't. Okay. I was so like, you know, because usually what happens, I like to think about it during our podcast to make it like something that's, you know, relatable to our podcast. But of course, I was so like enjoying what Jacqueline was saying and like really listening to it that I kind of spaced out. I didn't even know we were on a podcast for a while there. So.
That's okay. I thought of it in between the little break between when we spoke with Jacqueline and came back to pick a card.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, you know, you're a witch if you're working with magic or energy, because really they're the same thing. Magic is energy, folks, and energy is magic.
They are.
Anything that can transform into a different state and never disappears, but is like, but can change, that's magic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever you may have thought magic was, that's the definition now. Merriam-Webster, call me up, let's get it down.
I love it. That's beautiful. because I want everybody to be a witch. So, you know, I love it. I just, the magic, energy, all together. Synergy, if I was in the corporate world.
Oh. That is a word that they use a lot, according to 30 Rock.
Yeah, exactly. I maybe know what it means, but I just like that everybody's synergy.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes.
Synergize to alchemize.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. New motto. We may have to put that on a shirt. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Our ever-expanding catalog of t-shirt ideas. So thank you everybody for listening, and we hope you have a great week, and we will catch you next time.
Stay magical. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode.
If you loved this, please leave us a review. We can't wait to talk to you again next week.